ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and with me is Mark Glynn of the American Free Press. Well, Mark, where is Ron Paul?
I don't know. I've been too busy following the latest story involving Britney Spears and the fact that she's been hospitalized.
Ah, is she? Again?
Yes, again. Is it any wonder our kids are being killed
intoxicated,
in Iraq?
Intoxicated? Victory? Again?
Yes, yes, yes. Believe it or not, that nice Christian girl, Britney Spears, she's in trouble again. She's too much time with Paris Hilton, I guess.
You know, it's really amazing that I come across that story, which, of course, probably everybody in the world came across that story. But I was in bed sick with the flu the day the Iowa caucus took place. And CNN was going from one cafe to another cafe to a third restaurant to a fourth whatever. And they were coming back and forth to all the candidates, and I did not see them. Now, maybe they did, maybe they have or had that day, but I did not see it, and I was watching for hours and hours, and I kept asking myself, isn't Ron Paul one of those guys? Isn't the $6 million man one of those people? Where is he? Well, it turned out that he was there. It's just he was kept, I guess they were ashamed of him for some reason, kept in the background, hidden. But he ended up pulling more than Giuliani. Actually, he beat Giuliani.
Yes.
What's up with that?
Well, I mean, it is no secret that Ron Paul is extremely popular. I mean, basically what we have going on here with this presidential race is that you have one beautiful woman. It's like a beauty contest. You have this one beautiful woman, and then you have nine other women who look like Golda Meir. And this beautiful woman up there is making all the other ones look bad. And so this is the reason why he's getting no coverage. He's being deliberately kept out of the publicized or the public debate on CNN and NBC, ABC. So, yeah, they can't stand somebody like him. If George Washington, if we could somehow, you know, with all the medical science we have with DNA and cloning and stuff like that, if we could bring him back today, they would treat him just the same way that they're treating Ron Paul.
And, you know, even though he came back behind, like, Fred Thompson and the others, I really think he even came back, you know, after behind John McCain. But considering how much money Rudy Giuliani had spent there, I'm beginning to probably not change in my mind on Rudy Giuliani, but I don't see him being the man unless he's going to pull off something later on. What's up with Giuliani? Actually, my analysis was that Giuliani was going to be the Republican guy at the convention. I haven't changed my mind on that yet, but of course it all depends if Bloomberg decides to enter this as an independent from New York. But what do you see Rudy's doing?
Well,
I'll tell you what. Let's catch this after the break. I think we started the discussion too early in the program. Ladies and gentlemen, you have the phone number. You can call us and participate. We'll be right back.
Thank you. The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are discussing the elections, the 2008 elections, and what's going on with Ron Paul. And also, we welcome your phone calls. The number is 800-313-9443. Mark, go ahead. I have John waiting on the phone, but go ahead.
I think that they have decided that they're not going to be able to sell Giuliani to the American people without tipping their hand that vote fraud is a major problem these days. And because of that, I think that's the reason why they have gravitated now over towards Huckabee and what's that one guy, the one lunatic whose father did the USS Liberty cover-up, McCain. I think based upon things that we're reading right now in the Jewish press, that McCain is probably the one that they have settled on, that he's going to give them their war, and he's somebody that the Christians won't have to hold their nose before voting for.
But McCain is, I mean, he's, how old is he now?
He's pretty old. but he's talking about making Joe Lieberman his vice president. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was an intrigue. And you know what? That would be the best combination for these people. You know, you put an old man as president, and then you get a Jewish senator, a Democrat, who acts as if he is a Republican or thinks he's a Republican in the Israeli Knesset.
Mm-hmm.
And after this old man goes,
flips on a banana peel.
Then you have this Israeli Knesset member, John, what's his name? Lieberman, not John.
Joe,
what's his name?
Joe Lieberman.
Yeah, Joe Lieberman becomes the president of both Israel and the United States. And by the way, I was reading, this came from the Jewish Telegraph Agency, that what Israel wants in 2008, you know, every one of us have like a wish in 2008, you know, people want to lose weight, other people want to meet this and meet that and do this and do that and become rich. But Israel wants to increase ties with the United States. And I'm thinking, to what? Now they have the platinum card as far as the ties. They are the ties, the ropes are around the United States neck big time, and they want to increase the ropes and the ties with the U.S. I don't understand that to what, but I tell you what, Mark, let's go ahead and get John from Tennessee. Go ahead, John.
Hello, Hisham. Hello, Mark.
Hey, John.
Hi, John.
Listen, I was on earlier today on another program. I tried to draw a little bit of a word picture, and it didn't really come across as the way I intended it. So I'm going to try again and then make a comment about Hillary, if you'll allow it. Basically, I think with Ron Paul, he has the media so tied up in knots. To me, it's as though the media is a used car salesman. We've done our homework. We know what we want. We go onto the line and we say, I want this car over here, which in this instance would be Ron Paul. Well, they look at it and they say, well, to themselves, that's not a moneymaker for me. So they look at you and I and they say, hey, that car's not for sale. It just came in. Here, look over here. America is going to have to demand in one way or another that we get who we want as president. And I believe we're waking up to the fact that the media is controlled. You know, there was a nephew of Sigmund Freud, and for the life of me, I can't remember his name. But he was employed by the United States military and by General Electric, CBS, and other organizations to teach them how to manipulate and control people using the television as a tool of propaganda. And he was thought very highly of Joseph Goebbels in Hitler's regime. So when we've got someone that Goebbels looked up to and admired, that was also used by the corporations in this country, as well as our military, to do their bidding and to teach them how to have us do their bidding, something has happened drastically wrong in America. I'd like to get your take on that.
Mark.
Shem, go ahead.
No, be my guest.
You really like throwing me out there to the wolves, don't you? Okay,
yep.
I agree with you. I agree with what caller is saying. I think that the thing that they are most worried about with Ron Paul is not that he's going to get elected, because let's face it, they can elect anybody they want because they have the entire system completely sewn up. What they're worried about with Ron Paul is that him not being elected with all of the kinds of support he is getting is going to reveal that it is a fixed race.
Amen,
and
brother.
Once the American people understand that their vote doesn't count, then they might begin mistrusting, distrusting the system, and start actively working against it.
And more people will come out of their stupor.
That's how I figured why they're so worried about Ron Paul.
So if Ron Paul has done nothing else, he is the stick that's stirring the stink that may cause America to be awakened. And for that, I give him all of my support for his as long as I'm able to do so, and he, as long as he's able to hang in there. Now, back to Hillary. Have either one of you seen the advertisement that she put on her website trying to gain the support of the voters in Iowa prior to the caucus?
No.
Well, you need to go to her website. I can't remember the title of the ad, but it's within the last few days. And this lady, and I said this earlier, her eyes do not leave the camera lens. If she is reading a teleprompter, she is doing a splendid, splendid job. The intonation and the tone in her voice, the sincerity, the body language, the vocabulary is not like anything that anyone, or I should say that I have ever heard from Bill or Hillary Clinton. I'm beginning to wonder, and I mentioned it earlier, if there wasn't some sort of computer manipulation, computer-enhanced image, maybe even a computer-generated image of Hillary that has been tweaked to the point with the technologies that we know are available to present her in such a... I mean, she says some things that you wouldn't believe. It's doublespeak to the 10th degree, such as, if you will stand with me for one night, I will stand with you forever, you know, and things like America needs a president that knows what they're thinking and knows, and it's like, you know, it's like Big Brother, man. I mean, it's deep, double meaning, double speak.
Well, you know, I hate to be so base with my comparison here, but the difference between a seasoned prostitute and a rookie is that the seasoned prostitute will really make her customers feel like she really loves them.
And here's the thing. I've been
and the rookie?
What's that?
And the rookie?
I would guess that the rookie probably is scared to death and wants to get over with as quick as possible.
She has either been very, very highly coached, or we're not seeing a Hillary that any of us are familiar with. It's almost like an ethereal, ominous possession to me. It was really odd. So
let's just say she's been in the business for a while. Thank you, John, for the call.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, Mike from Illinois. Go ahead, Mike.
The dynamic duo. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you, Mike.
What he means when he says it's a dynamic duo, don't you?
I'm not going to say who's Batman or who's Robin. I'll just leave it at the dynamic duo. I was listening to Art Bell last night. You guys heard of him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he apparently he supports Ron Paul, but that's not why I bring him up. Every caller that called in last night, not necessarily talk about politics, Ron Paul, voiced their support for Ron Paul. Like, it was uncanny. Like 7 out of 8 callers said, oh, you know, I'm talking about something else, but Ron Paul's great. I, you know, hope he gets, you know, in the debates and stuff. And I always knew he was popular. I didn't think he was that popular, though.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he is popular. I mean, let's face it, whether it's the caucuses or whatever, I mean, Americans are very apolitical, very apathetic about politics. They don't go to the polls. They don't vote. They don't know, how many – think back to the poll that they took not too long ago where they said, would you vote for Obama? And look at the percentage of the Americans who thought – and they said, no, we can't put Obama in the presidency. He was responsible for 9/11. You see, so Americans are very stupid when it comes to their politics. Ron Paul supporters, they are true and blue, and like I said before, this is the thing that has got the syndicate nervous, is because these guys really are devoted.
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead, Hisham.
Yeah, what I was going to say, a man who collects $6 million in one night is a popular guy. We'll be right back. I hear the music, but we'll catch this one after the music, or after the break. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're discussing the 2008 elections, and we basically, now let me just say one thing. We are not saying that I'm not saying I'm voting for Ron Paul. I'm saying Ron Paul is the only candidate that went and got his legitimacy from the people. A man who collected $6 million in one night, the average ticket was $150 to $200. That's a populist man. That is a man who went to the people, just like in the old days when they used to go to the people, not to the special interests. But all the other candidates are being bought and paid for by the special interest, by the system. And that's what Hillary, what she means, that she's the only one there that can.
Shem. Shem. Well, it sounds like we lost to Shem. Mike, are you still there?
Looks like it's me and you, Mark.
Dynamic duo.
I also wanted to talk about I got a friend of mine who I grew up with, and I've known him since like fifth grade, and recently I started talking to him about the I guess the Israel lobby in this country, and how you know, our foreign policy is being taken places artificially because of the lobby. And he's a typical American, and I just see how brainwashed he is. I mean, he has no clue that this exists. And according to him, well, he reads in the Bible, you know, about the Jews. So, you know, what's so bad about the Jews, you know, even if they are taking our country in a certain direction? And it just bothers me, like, how, you know, people can, you know, just, you know, think that our foreign policy and our soldiers and, you know, our tax money can be wasted for no good reason, just because the Jews are mentioned in the Bible. It's kind of ridiculous.
Well, in my opinion, Mike, what it boils down to is this. You see, it's easy to hold on to opinions like your friend has when it's not your son or daughter getting killed, when you're not paying that much in taxes for it. You know, the people who have brought this disaster upon us with our cooperation, they knew that there were certain things that they had to do in order to keep this beast alive, one of which was to keep this, the realities of this thing, as far away from the American people as possible. So, you know, with the exception of, you know, a relatively small number of people in America who are tasting the brunt of this thing in a manner up close and personal, meaning our military families, other than that, you really don't find that many people who really are feeling the pain of it. Now, I can guarantee you that when this thing does come round to bite them on the rear end, as we know it is going to eventually, they're going to start paying more mind to it. They're going to say, what is this all about, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's easy to talk about Israel being our ally this and the Jews, blah, 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 blah. But when this thing really starts to become painful, then they're going to start taking a second look. Of course, by that time, the disaster is well set in. You know, I always hear people all the time saying, oh, you know, we've got to get mobilized on this and bring it to an end before it results in a disaster. And I always tell them, I say, listen, the disaster, we are already well into this disaster, okay? We lost 3,000 Americans on 9/11. We've lost 4,000 of our servicemen. The rest of the world hates us. You know, and we've got a nut at the helm who seems absolutely intent upon fulfilling the wishes of his dictators in widening this war to include as many of those 1.5 billion Muslims around the world as possible. So, you know, at this point, all we can do is mitigate what is already a disaster or lessen it to some extent. But, I mean, this is, you know, I tell people, I say, listen, you need to just hunker down and prepare for some hard times, because we are going to be seeing some very hard times.
Yeah, but Mark, you talk about it's going to get more painful, but I don't see the American people waking up and realizing what the cause of that pain is. Just like 9/11 was painful, you know, 95% or whatever, majority think that, you know, by the standard line, that it's crazy jihadists that are causing their pain just because they hate our freedom. I don't see them waking up and becoming enlightened to the fact that it's our, you know, instigating foreign policy and support for Israel, and it's you know, the other fact. I don't see them realizing that, even when it does get more painful.
Well, my personal prediction is this, Mike, and I may be wrong, and I know I'm going out on a limb here, but, you know, we know Israel's track record as far as false flag operations, and the fact of the matter is that she has gotten very cocky lately and very sloppy. The fact that there were all of these spies that were nabbed immediately following 9/11, including a group of them who were witnessed filming the towers coming down and they were cheering, what this tells me is that the next false flag operation that she authored, she might not be as lucky as she was on this last one. Hang on for the break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Hashem will be back. Just hold on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio program. This is one half of the dynamic duo. Batman is gone. I don't know what happened. I think he does this on purpose just to get under my skin. Anyway, Mike, you were saying something very profound before you were cut off.
Yeah, we're talking about the American people waking up and realizing what the source of our problem is with this so-called war on terrorism. I also want to mention what you said, how the Israelis are getting sloppy with their false flag operations in specific those five Israelis who were arrested for celebrating, you know, when the towers were hit. And actually, I heard about that on Piper's program maybe 5, 6, 7 months ago. He was saying how a new documentary came out by a Jewish producer, and it was called, I think it was called The Protocols of Zion. Mm-hmm. And it was basically a pro-Israel, pro-Jewish movie to expose the protocols of the Elders of Zion as a fraud. Mm-hmm. However, even in that pro-Israel, pro-Jewish movie, he talked about how on 9/11, five Israelis were seen celebrating when the towers were hit and subsequently arrested. And they interviewed the witnesses who called 911. They interviewed the police officers who arrested them. And then they showed a clip when they went back to Israel. They wanted a talk show talking about what happened and saying how they love America and they have a common bond with terrorism. They would never do anything. But I guess supposedly they were videotaping the incident. Is that your understanding
they said
also?
They were quoted saying, "We were sent there to document the event."
They admitted to that?
Yes, they did.
Wow.
Yes, they said we were sent to document the event. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, they admitted that actually on a radio interview with the IDF radio, where they said we went there, we were there to document the event. I don't know what happened, but I'm back, and I don't know what you heard and what you did not hear, but whatever you did not hear, I guess it was not important. So where did you guys take us to?
We were bad-mouthing you the whole time.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure of that. I mean, you do that in front of me, so I can't imagine what you're doing behind my back.
I tried to stop him, but he just kept going.
Oh, I know that. He keeps going even when he's talking to me, you know? But let's bring it back to the elections, because it's very important. You know, what I was saying, I don't know, but I'm going to just very quickly summarize my point is Ron Paul is the only candidate out there that is a people's candidate. Everybody else is an institution candidate. And that's what sets Ron Paul to himself, actually, and that's why they are scared of him, because he's so popular that he was able to actually get $6 million in one night with 150 to 200 average tickets. So that's why they are scared of him.
You know, it's funny you bring that up, Bashar. I was just recently thinking about how much of a sham our elections are, and we're supposedly free in a democracy. And it reminds me of what they do in Iran. They have free and supposedly fair elections. There's a democracy there. They have elections every 4 years to elect the president. But the only caveat to that is the Council of Elders, the mullahs there, get to pick who runs for the president. So the people can vote for whoever they want as long as they're on the approved list of candidates. And that's basically what happens in this country.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what, Mike? I mean, I'm glad you're bringing that up. At least that is a system that is out there in your face. It's right there. That is the system of the country. This is how we want to run our country. But in the case of the United States, we are telling the world that we have a constitution, and based on that constitution, we elect our officials and our president. See, that's the difference between the two countries. That country, we know it's a one-party deal. We know who has their hand on the country. And by the way, I'm not against one party holding. I'm not one of those people who's really runs behind democracy, because democracy ends up sending the wrong person and the corrupt. It ends up sending the mobs to be in government. At least in those regimes, Mike, and you know this better than anyone else, they will have very much. They will pick the best to be in those positions. Sure, there's corruptions. Anytime you have one party system, there will be corruptions. But when you have a system like ours, you have nothing but corruptions, and you have the wrong people ending up in sensitive positions. That's the danger in our system compared to theirs.
And it's not so much an issue of being a part belonging to a certain party. If I'm not mistaken, there are more than 3, 4, 5. I think there are dozens of parties in Iran. What they have to do is pass a litmus test to be on the approved list by the elders. And the litmus test is keep the mullahs in power and keep the people suppressed. And a litmus test in the United States is support
Israel
unconditionally. And if you do that, you can be on the approved list.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Mike, appreciate your call as usual.
Thanks a lot, guys.
See ya.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Think one of the best calls we normally get from Mike.
Every time he calls Piper's show, he always has something good to say.
Yeah, he is. And his comparison with the Iranian regime is actually what we have is worse. For the reason is we end up having the worst people to lead the country. Now, true, but if you want to talk about oppression, I think oppression is in the eye of the beholder, because when you look at our society here, I can tell you a lot of us probably oppressed without even knowing it, oppressed by being programmed, by being sheep programmed in this world.
That's exactly right. This is just a more technologically sophisticated form of tyranny, but it basically is no different than there are different ways to kill a person. You can beat them to death with a hammer, which obviously is very unsophisticated, or you can poison them slowly so that it's not so obvious. And so I would say that comparing us to any of these other quote-unquote totalitarian systems, it's a case of six of one, half a dozen of the other. It's just that one is a little bit more sophisticated.
Right. Now, Mark, if we assume that Ron Paul – of course, we talked about last show or the one before about how the Electoral College works. Number one, he has all these hurdles to go through, the caucuses and the straw polls and et cetera, of what happens. And then you have the convention, and he has to basically cross that hurdle. But let's assume he crosses the hurdle and he becomes the president of the United States. As we know, the United States, this is not a dictatorial regime, and this where people will understand what I'm talking about when I say sometimes dictatorial regimes are not bad, because a dictator who has his country's interest at heart and he has his country's future at heart, he would have to be a dictator to pass his ideas that he wanted. And now, if, let's say, Ron Paul becomes the president of the United States, he would have to implement those ideas. And the system in the United States is not set up for a president to have absolute powers where he can actually, pass some of those ideas that he wants and these changes that he wants. Because any time, remember, you know, what people don't understand is a president, sure, he has a lot of power, but also he's missing a lot of powers. He's missing the power of money. And he can, you cannot do anything without money. And I can see it if Ron Paul is elected to the presidency of the United States, I guarantee you they will pack the House and the Senate with their own people who will always be right there to say no to Ron Paul. Because in order for us to complete this thing, that means we would have people who think like Ron Paul be in those chambers in the Congress and the Senate. Otherwise, it doesn't matter who's in there, it will not work. What's your take on that?
Exactly. And, you know, one of the theories that I was actually toying with briefly was, what happens if Paul, by some miracle, were to get elected? Well, even with that, they would be able to use that to their advantage. What they would do is that they would run the country into the ground. It would just be disaster after disaster after disaster, to the point where he would be impeached 6 months later. And then that would completely destroy any kind of future populist movement from forming again, because everybody would look back on it and they'd say, oh, what a disaster that was when we elected somebody from among us. Let's just keep the system as broken and as corrupt as it is. Let's just keep the system in place.
Now, the other picture or the other side of that coin is, what would Ron Paul's reaction be? In order for him to pass any of his ideas, he would have to compromise with these people. And if he compromises with these people, it will dilute those ideas, and we will have nothing but a president who is there running the system that they have set up. And he will only be the only man there, basically He would have to compromise. He would have to compromise his ideas and his ideals at the same time.
Not necessarily. I mean, since we're speaking hypothetically here, let's just think about what you would do if you were elected, okay? You would get in there, and you would get in there long enough, and you would let them think that you were going to cooperate.
I will put all AIPAC in jail. That will be my first presidential. Everyone who belongs to that organization, I'll put them in jail.
No, the first thing you do is you get on the television, and you sit down, and you say, listen to me, you know, American people. As your president, I am telling you this is what has happened to our nation. And you go down the list. The USS Liberty, AIPAC, 9/11. You go down the list of everything, and it's not some wild-eyed conspiracy theorist who's bringing this information to the American people. This is the most powerful man in the world. So once you begin to cause the American people to actually begin questioning these things that they don't even know about in the first place, at that point you are going to have their support for any kind of legal maneuvers that you have to make in putting these criminals in jail.
Sure. That's the first thing.
You got to get on TV and tell them.
Dream on, Mark Glenn. Dream on. You think the American people will be watching presidential speeches, right? Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's go to Minnesota this time with Dan in Minnesota. Go ahead,
Hi,
Dan.
Hi, Hester.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. Fine, thank you.
Okay. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Hi, Dan. Good to hear from you.
Yep. I was just going to make one comment. Earlier, I heard you talking how, you know, Christianity is basically corrupt. You know, it's all Judeo-Christianity or Christian Zionism.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Mark. And
okay.
The only thing I was just going to say is, remember the first debate? I just wanted to bring this up. And I'd left and I come back here, but... And you guys were still on, so I thought I might call and say this. But remember the first debate in Iowa, and Ron Paul was not allowed to debate in that as well.
I remember that.
It was probably at least a month ago, maybe 6 weeks. Listening to Michael Kornpfeifer and your show, you no longer look at the media and think Democrat, Republican. You look who owns the media, what special interests they're connected to. Are they the CFR, AIPAC, or whatever? And the most interesting thing is, you know, whenever you're in – I was driving through Iowa. I was listening to 1040 radio. This is part of Clear Channel, which is owned by, I think, Silliman. You know, and that's what you get Rush Limbaugh and all these other neoconservatives on there. And the local host on there was a guy, and I was listening to him. And that what was happening was an Iowa State University professor was not being allowed tenure. And so there was a conversation, and there was a guy there by the name of Steve, and I think his last name was Shekloff. But here's the whole thing is, you know, he was debating how if liberals and secularists at the universities that would not allow this professor to be tenured. But, you know, I one thing I caught in his speech, and right when he said he is part of the he was part of the Iowa Christian Coalition, and that debate for Ron Paul, which they snub Ron Paul, was the Iowa Taxpayers Union and the Iowa Christian Coalition. And he made this comment. He goes, 20 years ago, I worked for Pat Robertson. And that was the Iowa Christian Coalition that snubbed, you know, Ron Paul out of that debate.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You guys kind of have alerted me, and it's like I know how worthless Pat Robertson is, and I was like, okay, well, I can clearly see why at least that group would have, you know, snubbed Ron Paul and not allowed him in. And I don't know much about the Iowa Taxpayers Union, but, you know, there's no better candidate for either issues, whether it's taxes or, you know, for, you know, freedom of religion and the Christians than Ron Paul, you know.
For sure. And the thing is, this is something, you know, it's a very sad thing. You know, we have a lot of Christian friends, and we cannot make them understand. You know, I mean, they think that George Bush is a Christian. And they think that John McCain is a Christian. You can't. These days, anybody who comes along and says the word Jesus in the right way, Christians in this country will fall all over themselves and think that this guy is the real deal. I mean, and see, this is what I mean. The Zionist state, they knew how to do this in the right way. They spent decades beating the Christians, the conservative Christians down in this country to the point where they were willing to take anything that was offered to them as far as like a Christian candidate goes. And so, but what people have got to understand is that the Christianity that exists today in the United States, for the most part, okay, obviously we have, you know, these splinter groups and whatnot who don't toe this line, but for the most part, Christianity today has been poisoned with that same leaven of the Pharisees that Jesus warned us about, so that Christianity today is being used as one of the tentacles of this octopus in making sure that Israel gets everything it wants.
Yeah, I had a conversation with another individual in the company I'm working for, and he left, but what's most...
Very good. Dan, hold on to that thought till after the break, and we'll catch this one from when we come back from the break. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and this is the final segment in today's show. Just before we go back to the caller, we will definitely be there next week, and The time should still be where there's no change in time so far as far as the program's concerned. So we'll be on Saturdays at the same time from 4 to 6. I had some people send me some emails asking if we are going to have a new time. But no, we will have the same time. Dan, you were saying you had a conversation with somebody?
Yeah, just another individual in our company. And, I mean, he's just a Fox News brainwashed individual. It's just amazing. I tell him it doesn't matter if you go to the liberal side, conservative side, they're going to give you a range of opinion, but it's all controlled, and you're only going to get bleeps of truth, like when they actually told you about all those Israelis that were captured. That's a rare element of truth. But I said to him, you know, and he made the comment they ought to just glass the whole Middle East. And I said, well, yeah, you know, for what happened, he thinks that, you know, you have this massive radical Islam. I said, well, okay. I said, well, should we, you know, you mean like after the USS Liberty? I said, you know, a country in the Middle East attacked us. And he knew nothing about it. He always thinks he's very intelligent. I said, sure, 1967. I said, all the survivors will tell you it was deliberate, you know, attack by Israel. And I said, should we go glass them? And he just can't bring himself. And I said, well, you know, I told him, you know, for years, I said, you've been programmed by media that's entirely Jewish-owned in this country, and that's why you think the way you do. And he hasn't come around to my way of thinking, but at least I planted seeds, and there are people who have. And the only other thing I can say is the fact that Ron Paul has as many people following him as he does when he gets completely shunned by the controlled media, I think that shows there's an awakening out there, and more people are waking up and understanding what's going on. I really
do.
But
you know, Dan, we only have a couple of minutes left. I agree with you, and they're not going to come around to your way of thinking right away. But like you said, you have – believe me, the next time there is a conversation about the Middle East, he is going to use that, and he will start using that. And before you know it, you planted a seed that is going to go from one person to another to another. And that's what I keep telling people. You're not going to see the change right away, because the difference between what we are doing and what mainstream media with the billions of dollars and the technology that they have, it's amazing that we are even getting out there to it's a very small segment of society, but it's growing, and it's growing fast. So I agree with you, and you planted a seed, and he will be using that seed. Any final thoughts, Mark?
I agree. That's one of the things that we all deal with these days, is this frustration of trying to make people see that they're in the middle of a hurricane and they just can't see it. Well, you know, we have to be careful that we don't run ourselves ragged. You know, tell them the truth, and if they listen to it, fine. If they don't, then wait until they come back later and they say, hey, you know that thing you were telling me a year ago? Tell me some more about it. But in the meantime, you know, we have to do what we can so that we keep our peace of mind, so that it doesn't destroy our families. And eventually they will come around. It's just going to take something really heavy-duty before they do.
Very good, gentlemen. Dan, thanks a lot for the call. Mark Glenn, thank you very much, buddy, for coming on.
Anytime.
And ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next Saturday, same time. Good night. Go do the right thing. With